Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia is poised for its first sovereign default in decades, as some bondholders said they had not received overdue interest payments on Monday following a deadline a day earlier. The Kremlin said there are no grounds for Russia to default, but it's unable to send money to bondholders because of sanctions. President Biden in Germany for the G7 summit over the weekend announced that the United States will spend a great deal of money outside of the United States to help other countries. One of the projects is a vaccine development complex in Senegal, West Africa.
New industrial scale vaccine manufacturing facility in Senegal. When complete, we'll have the potential to produce hundreds of millions of doses of vaccine annually.
Grandstands at a Columbia bull ring collapsed and killed at least six people and injured more than 100 others on Sunday. The tragedy occurred in the central Colombian city of Espinal. USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Leading Democrat women are calling on President Biden and Congress on Sunday to protect abortion rights nationwide after a U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Two Democratic progressives, Senator Elizabeth Warren and Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, urged Biden to use federal land as a safe haven for abortions. Global leaders are saying without more production from stronger economies, the recession will dig deep into the world economic systems. Tim Berg reports.
The head of the World Bank says leadership from stronger countries is needed to help prevent a global recession. Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, World Bank President David Malpass says it's up to countries with bigger economies to increase production.
Some countries, it's going to be very hard to do that. I think leadership from the stronger countries is very important.
He especially pointed to the production of fertilizer, since crop and food shortages in poor countries can cause global instability.
USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Russia shattered weeks of relative calm in the Ukrainian capital with long-range missiles striking Kyiv early Sunday, an apparent Kremlin show of force as G7 leaders met in Europe. It was the G8 before Russia was kicked out of the club. Kyiv Mayor Vitaly Klitschko said the missiles hit at least 2 residential buildings, and President Zelensky said a 37-year-old man was killed and his 7-year-old daughter and wife injured. South Dakota Governor Republican Kristi Noem on Sunday announced that her state is preparing to move forward after the abortion issue was transferred to the state level in the Dobbs versus Jackson's Women Health Organization decision by the Supreme Court. Governor Noem on CBS News says the state will prosecute doctors performing abortions.
This trigger law was put into place years ago, and it was to go into law as soon as the Supreme Court made a decision such as it did. So
okay.
That's the debate and discussion discussion that we're having, but I think what's incredible and what's going on is that the people will decide. You know, elected officials at the state level is who they'll be talking to decide what their state's laws look like. South Dakota's obviously, you know, under our past several years and has stood for life and defending life. And I think we'll continue to have those debates on how we can support these mothers and what it means to really make sure that we're not prosecuting mothers ever in a situation like this when it comes to abortion, that it will always be focused towards those doctors who knowingly break the law to perform abortions in our state.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happens. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And we do it because it's hard, right? That's what Americans are all about, is we do it because it is hard. It's not easy right now. There's no doubt about it. And I'll tell you, I am very disappointed. But, hey, it's the temperament of the country right now. Everything is viewed through a political lens. And more and more people seem to be tossing those political lenses aside. And for obvious reasons, it's just not working. It just doesn't it doesn't excite people at the end. I mean, it excites people in all the wrong ways, I guess you could say. But it doesn't in a positive way, in a positive manner, you know, because it makes us against them as opposed to us who are, you know, believes in a constitutional republic and freedoms for everybody, you know, as opposed to people who want to limit our liberties. And guess what? There's people on both sides of the aisle that are antithetical to these liberties that are God-given, ladies and gentlemen. It's great to have you with us, start of the week, and boy, I'll tell you, because of all that's happened last week and with the decision from the Supreme Court, you know, Terry Beatley was the first one I had to connect with, and it was like we had a standing date. Okay, Terry, you know, as soon as Roe and the final decision comes out from the Supreme Court, you're on the air with us right away, because Terry has been one to give voice to the voiceless for a long time, ever since the abortion king himself made her promise that she would take the truth out, because he could no longer tell the truth. He was so branded with the lie that even when he was telling the truth, people could not quite discern it. So he needed to pass the truth legacy of abortion on to the next generation, and he entrusted Terry Beatley, and she joins us now. She's a pro-life speaker and author. Terry, good to have you with us. How are you?
Hey, Bill. I'm so glad to be on your show, and I'm glad to get the call because I was thinking of you as well. Time to get the truth out.
Absolutely. Well, you know, and I thought, you know, here's the time for the voiceless to be heard. You know, for a long time, you couldn't even talk about this. We couldn't have a discussion about it because, you know, it was my right, my body, end of story. It's fixed law, even though you try to talk to people, say, well, it's not a law. It was a decision. It's a decision that's been responsible for killing over 63 million babies. And according to Guttmacher, I mean, we have, what, 40% of abortions today are male, by mail. I mean, how dangerous is that, Terry?
Well, and it's extremely dangerous, but it's also, and that when I share all this information, it's not meant with any condemnation of that young, scared woman, you know, who might know, who finds herself with child and she doesn't know what to do. And it was a one night stand or whatever. It's not met with any condemnation. But what's happened is with these chemical abortions, it's now turning the mother into the abortionist. So she finds herself on the bathroom floor of the hotel nearby the Planned Parenthood or bathroom floor of her apartment or her home. And she's there alone. There's nobody, you know, in the abortion industry that cares about her. And it's all packed full of lies. And the lies originated with and because of Dr. Bernard Nathanson. He was the father of America's industry of abortion, who became 100% unequivocally pro-life. And he wanted every American to know how he deceived our nation and to know that abortion is murder. And he wanted to see Roe v. Wade overturned.
Mm-hmm. Well, Terry, he's no different than many people who discovered the science and realized what abortion was. I mean, going into it, he had a different worldview. It was limited, just like the justices at the time and the emotional movement at the time. And it all played into the hands of a self-seeking culture, may I say. And here, almost 50, and here 50 years later, what's the takeaway after 50 years later? You know, babies, you know, destroyed. Mothers' lives are destroyed. You and I have talked about this endlessly. And believe me, I mean, and I want people to hear Terry's heart here, and my heart as well. This is a heart of compassion. I mean, this has been.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
Well, no, and I also, I think of the fathers, men have been emasculated because of this radical feminism and the culture of death. Fathers have been stripped from their ability to protect their own children. You know, not everything's a one night stand, you know, where the father of that child just wants an abortion. You know, sometimes the men are out there and they don't, or maybe it's a married couple and he doesn't want his wife to have, you know, to kill his child. So this has broken people, has broken our society, and it's unleashed, you know, the degradation of all of humanity across the board. It doesn't stop at abortion. And so what I'd like, the part of this message is to help people learn who Nathanson was and all the truth that he left behind. But it's also something else because we live in a very secular America today. You know, we're not the Christian, Judeo-Christian country we were, you know, that we were founded upon, even though we're still founded
that we
upon
need, that. That we need to be to get to the other side of this, because point is, just to interject here very quickly, Terry, is that you say that the abortion king is rejoicing from heaven. So that would lead me to believe that God forgave Bernard Nathanson.
Well, he did. And so I think this would be really important for this time to get this information out. Dr. Nathanson, the science of real-time ultrasound led him to become pro-life. And he was an atheist. And he went for basically 11 years for sure as an atheist, just so distraught over what he had done to American women and men and their babies. And so after he made the Silent Scream video, which reveals an abortion on a first trimester baby, 12 weeks old, and the baby is squirming to get away from the suction tube, and the baby opens his or her mouth in a silent scream, Dr. Nathanson contemplated suicide from the mid-80s to the end of the 80s, and then his path crossed with a Catholic priest, and that priest took a real interest in Dr. Nathanson, and he spent five and a half years with Dr. Nathanson almost, you know, every other week for sure, at least monthly, and they would read the great classics. They read the Catholic Catechism, and Dr. Nathanson began, as an atheist, he began to learn about the love and mercy of Jesus Christ. And so on December 8, 1996, what most Americans don't know is that Dr. Nathanson was baptized the child of God at St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City. And he came into the full faith And he spent the rest of his life proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ and trying to do everything he could to try to get Roe reversed and to open up people's eyes and their hearts.
Well, Terry, what you're saying, the bottom line is that God is life and it's never too late to choose life, right?
Yes, that's right. Oh, yeah. I mean, nobody can out-abort Dr. Bernard Nathanson. So any man or woman listening to this interview and you have abortion in your past, you know, raise your head up and just know that the Lord God Almighty will forgive. If you ask for repentance, God will forgive. And he
exactly. More from Terry after this.
I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. With only 2% of the population in India professing to be Christian, the Tide Ministry utilizes several techniques to reach the lost. One of these is a highly successful Bible Club satellite TV program spoken in Hindi to reach the children of India. This unique method has become an effective way of communicating the gospel with children. The feedback that we receive from the field indicates a broad reach of this satellite ministry and what a blessing it is for the children, especially those living in northern Indian villages. Even some adults are learning about the gospel through this program. We're grateful that satellite TV can reach even the most remote villages, but even more importantly, carries the light of Christ into spiritually hungry hearts. To learn how you can pray for and encourage children throughout India as they hear the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
We're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Bill Martinez here. We're talking with Terry Beatley. Terry is an author, advocacy leader, a pro-life keynote speaker. She's president of Hosea Initiative and author of the book, What If We'd Been Wrong? And, of course, the science is bringing to light a lot here. And as Terry was starting to say on the other side of the break here, was that, this is by no accident, Terry, that this is happening right now, almost 50 years later. This is God ordained. I mean, this is an opportunity. And I look at it this way. This is an appointed time for those that have been carrying the pain, the anguish in their hearts all these years. And as you rightfully said, it's both men and women. It's not just women. I say men, women, families. We have not only mothers, we have grandmothers, grandfathers that, you know, what do you mean you got an abortion? You know, oh my gosh. And so hearts are aching at every level here because we're a society that chose death. And here we are, 63 million. The science says that we have another 40% of mail-in abortions that are taking place through the abortifacient pill. So how many millions? I mean, God has finally said enough. Okay, I'm going to give you an opportunity here. Once again, I'm putting before you at the crossroads life and death. And as the Word of God says, in case you're confused, let me tell you, you want to choose life. I mean, we've experienced a culture of death for near 50 years. What has happened to our society in the last 50 years? And God in His grace and mercy, Terry, is putting before us an appointed time right now for people who've been carrying the pain and the shame of killing their child. And God is saying to you, you know what? My son took care of that.
That's right.
When he went to the cross, it is finished. Right?
It's time for Americans who have suffered from abortion to get down on their knees and to say, Lord, I'm sorry. I made a mistake. This is including men. Get down on your knees and repent. Because everything, I believe, America's future hinges on it. We all see how America, the United States of America, is going down the tubes. But the Word of God says, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, and repent, and I, God, will hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal their land. Our land Amen. Is broken. And I believe everything hinges on what Americans, even if you just have a seed of faith, in God Almighty. Maybe you don't have to be a theologian, just a seed of faith. And if this issue has affected you in some form or fashion in the past, maybe you pushed a girlfriend into an abortion mill. Maybe you drove your best friend to an abortion mill 30 years ago. Get down on your knees and repent. Pour your heart out. If America's abortion king, and I'm talking the OBGYN, who was the father of the abortion industry, who trained Planned Parenthood doctors, if he can come to grips with he made a mistake and he turned from his wicked ways and then he came to the Lord. I mean, he did all that before he even knew Jesus. And then he repented for his crimes against humanity. What more can other people do? So this, even the most egregious sinner, can receive the redemption from Jesus Christ. This is the opportunity America has at our, I mean, God's laid it out before us, Bill, on a silver platter. He's like, here, take it. I've done it for you. Just repent.
And let me say that this is, in a sense, in the context of people of faith, they understand this, and people who don't, atheists, you know, this may gall them a bit, but this is the sin solution here. Okay, it's not going down and going with a bunch of people and burning down buildings and attacking people who are supporting life. Okay, how is that working for you? I mean, is Jane's revenge? I mean, are they better people? I mean, are you coming away from a rally that does destruction and hurt people? Do you come away from that thinking, wow, I mean, I just did a great thing for society? I mean, do you really, I mean, are you that ideologically fixed and your conscience is so seared that you can no longer tell the difference between good and evil? You're going to tell me that you're better served in that kind of situation as opposed to taking the prescription, the God-given prescription that Terry reminded us of, you know, from 2 Chronicles 7:13, that, you know, it starts with humbling ourselves. You know, we can't handle the mess that we've got here. I mean, we're finishing up a Pride Month, for goodness sakes. I mean, and how do you
Pride Month.
No, but here we are. We've set aside a month to celebrate hedonism, to celebrate these things that grieve God, that do not advance society, that doesn't advance the building blocks that God has put into motion called, oh, that's right, the family and our children. No, we're participating in a war against these agents of good, but we don't see it. We're caught up in it. We're caught up in pronouns. We're caught up in the diversity of gender. You know, I think there's a university in California has 70 different choices now. All this is very confusing, and I get that, Terry, and I feel for people who are sitting there chasing that illogic, but they don't know better because they're being groomed. They're being convinced against good to choose evil, and it's all very subtle. And I, you know, it is that stark, but you won't see it as that stark, just like Bernard Nathanson didn't see it as that stark until he came into the presence of God to where he could actually see good and evil. And for a moment, like you said, it started when he saw a sonogram, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he was a very staunch, proud atheist. And then the science, a real-time ultrasound, changed his mind. And then he went years of grief and actually suicidal thoughts for a number of years until his path crossed with the priest. I want to steer.
Yeah, we got about three minutes left, Terry. Terry, heads up. About 3 minutes left, so I'm going to let you go ahead.
Okay. Go to abortionking.com. This is it's the book that I wrote, What If We've Been Wrong? And I wrote it because the promise I made to Dr. Nathanson was, because I asked him, I said, Dr. Nathanson, if you have a message for America, tell me what it is, and I promise you I'll deliver it across our country until it becomes common knowledge. And that's when he said, continue teaching the strategy of how I deceived America. So it's an 8-point strategy. And then tell America that the co-founder of NARAL says to love one another. Abortion is not love. Stop the killing. The world needs more love. I don't care if somebody's an atheist, a Christian, Jewish person, they need to read and learn this part of history what it's done to our nation, how Nathanson came clean. Read the story. And then also in it is the affidavit of Roe when she tried to overturn Roe v. Wade back in 2003, and you heard that right. Roe wanted Roe v. Wade overturned. And back in 2003, the court turned her down. They did not accept to hear her case, her reversal case. And here we are. And then the last thing, and this just by the hand of God, and this I'm writing book number two right now because this is how the Lord has worked in my life. Since shaking Dr. Nathanson's hand on December 1st, 2009, exactly 12 years to the day, Bill, is when the court heard the Dobbs case.
Yes.
God wants the legacy of Dr. Nathanson told because that legacy will help all these broken people who finally, if they would just humble themselves, it takes humility to be able to say,
yes,
I got it wrong 10 years ago. Mm. Okay, I get it. I'm going to repent. I'm going to turn from my wicked ways, and I'm going to receive the love and mercy of Jesus Christ. And even if that person is an atheist, at least learn about Dr. Nathanson's conversion to pro-life. Just learn that.
Exactly.
That's my message.
What do you got to lose, Terry? Right?
Nothing.
I mean, you continue on in the manner in which you are, where you're ideologically is fixed, you're siloed into believing a lie, a lie that we've all bought into. We all have bought into. The difference is we took the lie and found the truth in the presence of a holy God who says, come. Come, I'll take that shame off your shoulders. I'll take all those ugly memories away from you, and you will have peace. Thank you, Terry.
This report is sponsored by the National Safety Council. It's the summer season, which is a time of increased injuries and fatalities. That's why every June, we observe National Safety Month, to remind everyone of the importance of keeping each other safe, both on and off the clock. Did you know more than 4,100 preventable workplace deaths and 4 million injuries occurred in 2020 alone? It's time to stand up for safety. Be part of the solution. Learn how you can become a safety hero at work and in your community today. Free National Safety Month tools and resources are available at nsc.org/nsm.
Hi, I'm Lorraine Martin, President and CEO of the National Safety Council. While safety should be top of mind all year, we urge everyone to focus even more acutely on safety this month. Whether it's at work, on the road, at home, or anywhere in between, it's more important than ever we work together to take safety personally and speak up to keep each other safe.
To learn more, visit nsc.org/nsm.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia is poised for its first sovereign default in decades, as some bondholders said they had not received overdue interest payments on Monday following a deadline a day earlier. The Kremlin said there are no grounds for Russia to default, but it's unable to send money to bondholders because of sanctions. President Biden in Germany for the G7 summit over the weekend announced that the United States will spend a great deal of money outside of the United States to help other countries. One of the projects is a vaccine development complex in Senegal, West Africa.
New industrial-scale vaccine manufacturing facility in Senegal, when complete, will have the potential to produce hundreds of millions of doses of vaccine annually.
Grandstands at a Columbia bullring collapsed and killed at least six people and injured more than 100 others on Sunday. The tragedy occurred in the central Colombian city of Espinal. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stand my ground.
You're great to have you with us sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Scott Powell is with us right now, and we're going to be talking about how important citizen awareness and concerted action is. It's absolutely key to America's survival. Scott, welcome back. Good to have you with us, sir.
It is great to be with you.
Well, Scott, you know, I was saying the other day that what people also need to be reminded of is that there's more of us than them, if you want to put it into an us-them category. And, you know, some people have referred to the silent majority, those in the middle that are being, saddled with the pressures and the lunatic fringe emotions of the left and right. But in the middle is where the sweet spot of America is. That's where it exists, and that's where a lot of things positively can happen. Am I misassessing that?
No, yeah, that's absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. And I think more and more people, you know, are waking up to the fact that our country is facing a great threat. You know, this new, this invisible new enemy has emerged from the shadows, and it seeks to destroy and intimidate our way of life and transform the state. These statements were made, of course, in the Obama years, a transformation, but now people are actually seeing it right before their very eyes. And it's really a radical vigilante woke mob that will steamroll anything and anyone in their way. This is why it's so important for us to, to uphold the Constitution and call this out for what it is. This is a subversion of our country. It really is. The fact that our Supreme Court justices are being threatened by mobs. All those people should be arrested.
Exactly. And Scott, I don't understand why a citizen's arrest hasn't even been enacted, because the neighbors could very well execute a citizen's arrest because they are breaking the law, clearly, are they not?
They are. Absolutely they are. At least for sure in Virginia. I forget which one of them lives in suburban Maryland. Maryland's laws may be different than Virginia, but Virginia has those laws.
Right.
But put aside the laws on the books. We are a country based upon law and order, and we delegate. Each part of our government has different things to carry out. The Supreme Court has a unique role to play, and it is not an emotional role. It is a very... It is the role to interpret the law, to conduct judicial review, to adjudicate cases, and this is serious business. And for these folks to be subjected to intimidation is a total violation of our country and the way our country should work.
Well, we need the Supreme Court to stay apolitical. They need to call balls and strikes like everything
right.
We know about sports. We cannot have prejudiced officials. That creates all kinds of problems. But the Democrats can't help themselves. You know, it's ironic, I find it, Scott, that here the Supreme Court judges are, although there's been, finally approval from the House to protect judges, but heretofore, they're still not fully protected. But yet Britney Spears is protected from her ex-husband. I mean, this is how upside down this is, right? I mean, let's protect Britney Spears, but let's not protect Supreme Court judges who are deciding on one of the most iconic decisions to come out of the Supreme Court in 50 years.
Right, right. Absolutely. I mean, and this doesn't necessarily change everything, but what it does is it reverses a very badly reasoned a decision made by the Supreme Court back in 1973. That was and people have known this for a long time. Finally, we have some courageous justices who are going to, are standing up and say, this is bad legal reasoning, and we can't have a society based on bad decisions. They have to be soundly reasoned. So, turning back the decision on life to the states is not going to change things for a lot of people, but it gets things back to the local level where there's more accountability. We know that keeping things local is a better way of governing, generally speaking.
Exactly. And it'll also keep their fingers out of the public largesse, and where Planned Parenthood has been getting their fingers into the public treasury. So this will cut that back a little bit as well. The other thing that's being underestimated here, Scott, is this has happened as a result of an organic experiential movement. For 50 years, women in America, and now including an increasing number of men, have realized that the intention, supposedly, of this decision in 1973 was to be rare and safe. It is no longer and has not been rare when you're talking about 63 million babies. That's just in America alone. And we're not even talking babies that have been subjected to death via mail order through abortifacients. So right now, 63 million people, and that's a lot of stories of people coming in and saying, this was my experience, my horror that I live with as a result of abortion. And this is brought to you by that protected class of women that I thought, because they were hashtagged and everything, they were protected. But I guess when it comes to this particular case, not so respected, Scott.
No, it's... It, 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 we, we live in a lawless state where it's you know, laws apply to some people and not to others, and we've got to get back to equal justice under the law. I've been making that case for years and years and years, you know, because because people have violated the law in high places, the elites, and they're, you know, they're on the Democrat side of the ledger, then there's been no deterrent to lawbreaking in, you know, in high places. And now we have a government that is just laced with corruption at many levels. And we've just got to start by pushing back where we can. And I think that, you know, I think we're going to have a big change in November. I'm telling everybody that they need to be aware there'll be a lot of false flag events that take place between now and the election. And it'll be, you know, the effort is going to be made to, you know, to either stop the election altogether or to create an environment like we had before where there's massive mail-in ballots, where that are just open to fraud, as we know.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, this has caused a great disturbance in our country. Again, as you're aware, we are being suffered by this January 6th committee hearing and having to endure this. And it's quite plain, as much as they would try to convince us, I wonder sometimes if this committee is more trying to convince themselves of their narrative. And people are seeing right through it, Scott. They're seeing this as essentially a third attempted impeachment trial of Donald Trump, and he's no longer in office.
That's right. I mean, if anything, people should be have a heightened awareness beyond any shadow of a doubt that Donald Trump, while he has many flaws, as everyone, as every political leader has, obviously he was the first courageous leader we had that challenged the corruption of the system and the deep state. And the reaction against Donald Trump, the continuous effort to marginalize him, to destroy him, to prevent him from ever being able to run again, should be a wake up call to the nation that this has to stop.
Exactly. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Scott after this. Stay with us.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597.
That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Scott's pal is with us. He is a senior fellow at Discovery Institute. He's got a new book, Rediscovering America. We're going to talk about that. It's been the number one Amazon new release in the history genre for 8 weeks. Scott, congratulations on the book, Rediscovering America, because this is where we are right now. I think that, with all the false narratives that have been put out there and the attempted rewrite of American history, pulling down statues, devaluing our rich history, still, a majority of Americans are not buying into it. They're just going along to get along. But that's why I said in the first segment here that people need to wake up and realize that there's more of us than them, in much the same case as what happened when Germany was taken over by the Nazis. It was only 10% that ended up controlling the 90%. And we can't allow that to happen because of the cost that's involved here, what it means for the next generation, right?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. We are a country of the people, by the people, and for the people. So for those listeners who think that there's going to be some white knight that rides in to save us, and that could be, a lot of people have viewed Donald Trump in that way, or they view a strong candidate. We need good, strong, principled candidates. It's true. But we are a bottoms up country. And we, the people, have got to get out of the bleachers and onto the field.
Exactly. Yeah, when you say bottoms up, I mean, from all organizational charts that I understood, I've been in business most of my life, it always starts with the CEO and president at the top. But our founding fathers did something rather extraordinary that was the shock of nations, and that was they turned the org chart upside down, and at the top was we the people. And what happened is there's just a natural inclination for the people to look for a king, to look for a hero. For some reason, I have this sense, Scott, to your earlier point here, and that is the heroes of America are we the people. I mean, it's going to end up being at a local level because that's where things can happen more immediately, more consequentially, and where the truth is really known. Because at the federal level, as you stated quite clearly, and I agree with you, is the institutions are so corrupt. I mean, if there's been any kind of pandemic of
you know, of illegal activity. It's been at the federal level because it's such a massive organism that it can no longer be controlled, and it's running out of control. And we, the people, need to tip the chart back on its head, be back at top, and reassume our rightful authority positions, right?
Absolutely. Let's just take let's just review the pandemic for a moment. This event, the so-called pandemic that unfolded, and of course we didn't understand in the beginning, but it never satisfied the criteria for a pandemic. The World Health Organization, which is a corrupt UN body, it changed the criteria to make this a pandemic. Why did they do that? You know, to qualify for a pandemic status, the virus must have a high mortality rate for the vast majority of people, which this didn't have. You know, we had a 99.9 percent survival rate.
Right.
And there must be no known existing treatments. Which this virus had quite a few, hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin. In fact, you know, we had a growing number of successful treatments while it was declared a pandemic. We were deceived. Now, why did that happen? Because we are in the end game now of really taking down America and replacing our Constitution and our way of life with a transformed new global order.
Exactly.
That's the reality that we face. And,
right.
And no one should underestimate the challenge that we face, but we have all the tools at our disposal. We have the numbers at our disposal. We just have to get involved and push back. We've got to, you know, we've got to be involved in the primary elections. We've got to be involved in November elections, resisting any attempt to open the door to another round of vote fraud. We've got to mitigate it in every way. We've got to be present at the polling places. We've got to be present at the tables that count the votes. We've got to, you know, we've got to have people, if electronic voting systems are used, which they will be, those have to be highly monitored and controlled. We cannot go through this again because otherwise, I mean, right now, technically, we are a banana republic. We have an illegitimate government.
Mm-hmm.
And we see the results of it all around us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly.
Right? The government is against the American people. It's left the borders open. It's, you know, it's violated our constitutional rights. It wants to force a transition of energy. They like the inflation of oil prices. Why? Because it can facilitate the transition, you know, to the Green New Deal, the new sources of energy, which cannot actually supply our modern economy. It can supplement, yes, but we have to let the market make these decisions, not politicians, not corrupt people that are gaming the system.
Mm-hmm. Well, Scott, you know, the question that is before us right now is the American people, are the American people prepared to do what our first patriots, our founding fathers were able to do, put it all on the line, including their very lives and their treasure, for the sake of freedom, for the sake of independence? This is what's coming, you know, full steam ahead right at us, because the government itself, compromised and corrupt as it is feeling like they're in total control of leaving our borders open, subjecting us to their agenda that deprives us clearly of our liberties, whether we're talking about how we manage our health care, dealing with COVID, open borders, the economy, energy, go right on down the list. And it's not only affecting America, but we know that our tentacles affect, you know, people around the world. I mean, look at the poverty level of what happened internationally when America shut down. I mean, we're such a massive, I mean, we're all concerned about China's, you know, participation in world economy, but America's participation in world economy is humongous, and we underestimate the forces involved here. This is why we're such the crown jewel for the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab and the rest of the socialists that want America to buckle, because if we buckle, freedom's gone.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And if there's one thing we can do, and you're doing a great job, Bill, it is to wake people up to that fact that we cannot be passive in the face of evil. You know, I think it was Lord Acton or Edmund Burke who said, you know, all that it takes for the triumph of evil is for good people to do nothing. Well, the good people in your audience, the good people in your audience have to be the Paul Revere on their own level to wake up all their friends,
exactly.
their family. And I know these conversations can be difficult, but the time is better now than ever because the evidence of failure of liberalism is everywhere in front of us.
Exactly.
And
exactly. Well, look what happened.
All these
look,
trends.
Look what happened with him.
Yeah, and the trends that are in place will destroy us. So we've got to change those trends.
And we've got to do it now. There has to be a sense of immediacy. Look what the Biden administration and the world leaders did in dealing with Russia and Ukraine. They knew for over a year Russia wasn't just there on a weenie roast at the borders of Ukraine, you know, getting ready to make up some s'mores and invite the Ukrainians over for a party. I mean, they had already said what they were going to do. We already know what the left, what the progressives are going to do. They're doing it. If we do not take a stand, it's like the Pennzoil commercial, Scott Powell. We can pay you now or we can pay you later. Later always gets more complex and more expensive. And sadly, when we're talking about, we're talking about governments, unfortunately, we're talking massive amount of human cost.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, inflation recession, you know, an economic downturn, and it would appear that we're going in that direction, always hurts the people at the bottom the most. I mean, the inflation is a tax on the poor. Oh, my gosh. And
yes, amen. Well, we got to leave it there, Scott. And I just want to recommend that everybody get their hands on your book, Rediscovering America. There's a reason why it's the number one Amazon new release in the history genre. I mean, this will reconnect you with our roots. The left doesn't want you to do that. But you need to do this because you need to understand that there is always a time for peace and a time for war. And I believe here in America, we are approximating that time for war. Every day we're getting closer and closer to it. Am I overstating that, Scott Powell?
No, you're not. But the war that we're in is a spiritual and ideological. It's a war of ideas. So if we can win this war on that realm, we don't have to have a physical war. So there's every reason to get involved because you're going to, by getting involved now, you decrease the likelihood of a real shooting war. The enemy wants America to go into a civil war. They want to break us down, and we can't let that happen. So,
exactly. Well, Scott Powell, as
really
always, we appreciate...
It's a manual for the times in which we live, and it's a short book. It's only 200 pages, 14 chapters, and it will just blow your mind on how practical the lessons of the past when applied to today really are.
Amen. Senior fellow at Discovery Institute, his new book, Rediscovering America, will be linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. Scott Powell, as always, appreciate the time, buddy.
Thank you, Will.
Take care.
Keep it up. Thank you.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final